Well, Jim Bentley, a 3-1 home defeat by Luton Town. Your thoughts on the game?
Very disappointed, as you can imagine. Very much like the Northampton game. I think it's far too easy to score against us. Like I've said to the lads in there, we've done a lot of work on Luton. A little bit of a hard one to recognise who we're going to play, how they're going to play. You know, they've shifted from a back four, diamond midfield and two up front to play 4-4-2, to play 4-2-3-1 like they have tonight. I can accept, yeah, maybe we got the formation wrong, but that doesn't excuse from passing from A to B. That doesn't excuse getting beaten too easily 1v1. That doesn't excuse losing your man from a set play, which we work on, and everyone's assigned a player to pick up. You know, lads stooping to head it in from 6 yards. You know, but I just thought, if I'm honest, they've got better players than us. I think we've got a lot of players at the minute who are looking okay if it's going well for us, but when you're coming up against top sides and things are up against you a little bit, I thought there was a fault, and I thought they wanted it more than us. Once they got that goal, the first goal, yeah, we come back and we had a little spell, and then they danced through us and got the second goal, and the third goal just typified us at the minute. You know, just too easy to get in, you know, go past people and put it in, you know, a little bit of luck here at the post and come back to them. But I think in key areas tonight, they are better players than us, wanted it more than us. Playing with a confidence that we know we can play like that, but it just seems that we can do it if things are going okay for us. But football's not always like that. Sometimes you got to roll your sleeves up and make sure that you're hard to beat as a team. I'm not just saying defenders, and it's as a team. You got to do the ugly side of things. But on the night, you know, the likes of McCourt, who would he have him in my team? Definitely. I thought Mikhail Smith was probably the best centre-forward performance I've ever seen at this level, at this ground. So, you know, would he have him in my team? Of course I would. But Luton are miles ahead of us in areas. But when you come up against the big sides and the sides who are expected to do well, you can't give them a leg up and give them a little boost by letting them get in too easy and score. You can hold your hands up if someone's going to, you know, play great football through it, or someone's going to turn in a bit of skill that's better than the level. But to concede from a set play for the first goal, I mean, when you've got Edwards, Dugdale, Paris, Kenyon on the pitch, you know, that's criminal. That we've worked on them. People are assigned, you know, if McNulty comes up, you'll pick him up. If it doesn't, Colbert comes up, you'll pick him up. You'll pick Wilkinson up. Mikhail Smith will be in around the keeper, Sean Bealey, you pick him up. But, you know, you work on it and it all goes out the window. You know, as I say, I'll hold my hands up with regards to the system, that it probably didn't work well for us. But having said that, we played some good stuff at times and got through. You know, we've had good chances. Paul Mullins had a shot when he should have slipped Sean Bealey in. You know, Adam Wilde's gone into the box right in half time. Obviously, we've scored the goal. We've caused them a few problems. We've nearly got in a couple of times, played some okay stuff, but as a team, we're just too easy to score against at the minute. And we thought we cracked it, but football being like it is, it just has a tendency to give you the little boost at the weekend and then pulls your kicks down on a Tuesday night.
There was one moment when Kevin Ellison scored a fantastic volley. It was given offside. I don't know if you've seen the video, but it did look tight.
No, I never, but we had a goal second half. We had, you know, but it's too much to, when you're against it and teams are going to drop off and try and hit you on the break and things like that to have a go. I want to see that desire and urgency from minute one, and that desire and urgency to defend in 1v1 situations and stop crosses and stop your man from getting ahead of a free header on goal from 6 yards. I mean, yeah, we've got in a couple of times. You know, our first corner worked extremely well. We've released Alex Kenyon again. What we've worked on paid dividends. The only thing missing was that we didn't put it in the back of the net. I think there was a lack of thought second half, and people, you know, when we were chasing the game, when we should have, you know, tried to play a little bit more, which when we did, we got Molyneux down the side. I think it was Molly who whipped it in for the Ellison goal, but whether it was or it wasn't, you know, it's one of them things that I always say, if you're working hard and giving your all, you get the little slices of luck. But I'm not saying the group aren't working hard, because they are, but they've got to show a little bit more desire, not to, you know, at the minute you can't concede 7 goals at home in 2 games and expect to win anything. So whether it was or it wasn't offside, it is, you know, it's just, as I say, And I'm not blaming the keeper because Baz has been great. And I'm not blaming the back four because they're all honest lads and all that. And we've worked extremely hard on shape and things like that. And as I say, the formation with their one down the middle, who were forced to occupy our defence all night. As I say, I thought he was absolutely outstanding. Craig McHale Smith, I played against him in the past, but he is far too good for this level. And as I say, we'd have him in the team 100%. But, you know, we've got to show a little bit more, certainly against the top sides with the good players, that we want to show a bit more desire to defend as a group and make sure that we don't concede too easily, and that's what's happened tonight.